USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was the deadliest day for journalists since 9/11, a mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. And we're learning about the shooter and what may have motivated him. Here's correspondent Matt Coates in Maryland.
The suspect was named in a law enforcement bulletin as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. Ramos had a grudge against the Capital Gazette and how he perceived he was portrayed in a column 7 years ago after he pled guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. In 2012, Ramos sued columnist Eric Hartley, editor Tom Marquardt, and the paper for defamation. The case was thrown out and an appeal was rejected 3 years later.
Hundreds of protesters arrested in the nation's capital during the Women's March on Capitol Hill last night. Over 1,000 people gathered to protest Trump administration immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill, Republicans were going after Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, accusing him of not turning over all the documents that Congress has requested on the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the ongoing Russia probe. This exchange with Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Why are you keeping information from Congress?
Congressman, I'm not keeping any information from Congress that it's appropriate.
In a few minutes, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the House of Representatives is going to say something different.
I don't agree with you, Congressman.
Jordan referring to the House approving a resolution along party lines expressing disappointment that the department had not fully complied with requests for documents. Meantime, South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy was demanding a quick end to the Russia investigation, saying whatever you've got, finish it up. Still a lot of work to do to fight the Pawnee fire in Northern California, but it is now 50% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
First Lady Melania Trump in Arizona visiting a shelter for migrant children and thanking U.S. immigration officials in Tucson, saying she wants to help migrant kids and families however she can. President Trump signing that executive order last week, which did end the controversial policy of separating migrant kids from their parents. A top Democrat says the Senate should push pause on confirming a new Supreme Court justice until the Russia probe is over. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker saying, we have a president who's the subject of a criminal investigation, and he says, quote, we should push pause on confirming a new justice because of a possible conflict of interest. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and advisor to the president, Ivanka Trump, presenting the 18th annual Trafficking in Persons report. John Clemens has details.
The report highlighted how the Trump administration has been working to elevate the issue of human trafficking. Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice by a corrupt regime.
I'm John Clemens.
Remember, you can catch us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.